Homeward Bound, April 29. Talk about God's blessings. When you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Luke 22, verse 32. Faith familiarizes the soul with the existence and presence of God, and living with an eye single to the glory of God, more and more we discern the beauty of His character, the excellence of His grace. Our souls become strong in spiritual power, for we are breathing the atmosphere of heaven. We are rising above the world, beholding Him who is the chief among 10,000, the one altogether lovely. Selected Messages, Book 1, page 334. Everyone who loves God is to testify of the preciousness of His grace and truth. Those who receive the light of truth are to have lesson upon lesson to educate them not to keep silent, but to speak often one to another. They are to keep in mind the Sabbath meeting when those who love and fear God and who think upon His name can have opportunity to express their thoughts in speaking one to another. The majesty of heaven identifies His interests with those of the believers, however humble may be their circumstances. And whenever they are privileged to meet together, it is appropriate that they speak often one to another, giving utterance to the gratitude and love that is a result of thinking upon the name of the Lord. Thus shall God be glorified as He hearkens and hears, and the testimony meeting will be considered the most precious of all meetings, for the words spoken are recorded in the Book of Remembrance. Do not gratify the enemy by dwelling upon the dark side of your experience. Trust Jesus more fully for help to resist temptation. If we thought and talked more of Jesus and less of ourselves, we should have much more of His presence. If we abide in Him, we shall be so filled with peace, faith, and courage, and shall have so victorious an experience to relate when we come to meeting, that others will be refreshed by our clear, strong testimony for God. These precious acknowledgments to the praise of the glory of His grace, when supported by a Christ-like life, have an irresistible power which works for the salvation of souls. The bright and cheerful side of religion will be represented by all who are daily consecrated to God. We should not dishonor our Lord by a mournful relation of trials that appear grievous. All trials that are received as educators will produce joy. The whole religious life will be uplifting, elevating, ennobling, fragrant with good words and works. The Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 4, page 1183.